and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 160. My name is Christopher Akio, and I'm here with Travis Baum.
Hello.
And Jeff Torney.
What's up, people? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Today is New Year's. We are recording on Saturday, January 1st, 2011. Exciting. Jason was supposed to join us tonight, but he's a little under the weather. So, you know, we're doing our nomination show. He just emailed in his nominations, and we're going to do it that way. But hopefully he will be back next week on the Game of the Year show, and we'll be able to get that done. We're going to do things a little differently than we anticipated today because we were just talking about it, and it's like, you know, how much do people really want to hear us read off, spout off, like regurgitate lists that listeners sent in. So we're not going to read the emails on this show. However, we are going to record a little separate piece where we are going to read the emails, play the voicemails, and tally everything up for the listener game of the year. And we're going to record that, and we'll do that separately, and we'll release it later this week.
Right.
So there you go.
You know what we should do? We should do that hammered.
That would be funny.
I'm serious. I mean, because regardless, we're still just reading off lists of the same games over
and
over again.
We would make it much more entertaining if I was reading emails and saying motherfucker after everything. That would make it
Number five, Epic Mickey motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't think. I'm not sure if anybody actually got the joke, but like last night. We're about to stay, like, go around and say what we're doing. So because I already started, I'll kind of go first. Last night we headed up to the, Atlanta Brewing Company. And they had like a little New Year's party. So it was $25 to get in and it was like free beer and all this other stuff. So, you know, we did that and I don't think that. We were with my friend Serena, and I don't think she understands the meaning of it, but I tweeted right after midnight, Happy New Year, motherfuckers, because I was drunk. So it was supposed to be a joke that I was drunk, and she replied to me, and she goes, wow, you were at that hostile last night. I was like, no, it's more
this
of a joke.
This is how I is.
Yeah, I tend to say motherfucker a lot when I'm drunk, so... But yeah, so that's what we ended up doing last night. I probably should have stopped one beer earlier, but you know how that is. But we had a great time. It was fun. So let's go around. Travis, how are you doing, man? What'd you do for New Year's?
Oh, my God. Okay, real quick. I found out that as a consenting adult, what one may view as one, I am a complete idiot. Why am I? I'm glad you asked.
Yes.
Anyway, I wasn't gonna
I'm not
argue
gonna
with
play
you
devil's advocate in this one.
Okay, there's something wrong with the human mind when they go into an evening and they tell themselves, I am gonna hate myself tomorrow. And I know it. So let's get on with things. Like, you just accept how shitty you're gonna feel. And like it's the greatest idea in the world. Like, yeah, why not? That sounds great. Let's do it. And then the next day, like today, I'm like, I am the most dumb and just idiotic person in the world because what I planned on doing happened and I drank so much. I got to say, it was one of those I'm never going to drink again nights.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was bad.
Yeah, mine wasn't that bad.
Nasty. I found videos on my phone. I was like, "Holy, where did this come from?" really wretched drunk antics. You know, drunk dialed Canada. Who knows how much that costs?
Yeah.
What Jeff didn't know that it was a collect call, so he's going to get those charges on his end.
I got a Jeff Chorney call last night.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. I think I made quite a few last night. That's for sure. Yeah. I'm not looking forward for my bill.
Well, look, I had to get to the story, Megatron and I went to her sister's house, and we had quite a few people over, some family, some of her friends and whatnot. And we just proceeded to drink, played some games, played Rock Band 3, which I'll talk about a little bit later since we got that for Christmas. Yeah, it was bad, man. I'm talking like wine on the reg, beer on the reg, whiskey on the reg, Bloody Marys on the reg. Like, we mixed.
How can all those be on the reg when you're mixing them all together?
It was. Well, we didn't mix it up all in one. I mean.
Well, I know. Usually when something's regular, you're having.
Exactly. You would drink something regular and then you'd go to something else. Now you're playing devil's advocate. You said you weren't. Now I'm. You hurt my feelings because now you're just being a filthy liar.
Okay.
Okay. So, but yeah, as you can tell, my rambling. I feel terrible still. Like I'm on a 12-hour hangover, and it will not go away. Man, that sounds like an idea for a really good movie.
Maybe you have some friends go to Vegas or something like that.
I'm thinking like tigers.
Oh, you need a tiger in there.
And
for sure.
Naked Asians.
And a crazy Asian. Yeah.
Naked Asians.
Yeah, yeah, naked Asians. Gotta have naked male Asians.
You know what? That'll never work. Just forget it.
Really?
Something else. Yeah.
What if we got like Mike Tyson?
No, he wouldn't do something like that.
He'd never do something like that. He's just sitting back collecting checks.
Yeah,
like, why does he need to do that, right? Anyway, what are we talking about? Jeff, you're are we Indus barring anything?
I'm not barring.
I can't even hold down
Gatorade.
Water. Electrolyte up.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what plants need.
Yeah, there you go. Right?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Did you ever see Idiocracy?
No.
You need to see that movie.
I wanted to.
Okay.
I heard it's so fun.
It's pretty funny. Electrolytes. It's what plants
like,
crave.
Yeah, because he was like, he said electrolytes, and I was like, yeah, try it. Oh, wait, what? So it took me a second. But anyway, so yeah, water, and nothing. That's quite the Indus bar, guys.
Yeah. Welcome to New Year's Day, man. No, see, I didn't get that bad last night. I actually, until about midnight, I was completely fine. You know, we were actually outside playing. Okay, here it is. Ready? Here it comes. We were outside in the beer garden playing cornhole. And I won two games of cornhole right before.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. And went in and, you know, toasted the new year with some champagne.
A little brown eye.
Fuck you, man. It's not my fault you don't know a good party game when you see it.
It's called Rock Band, you wasteoid.
Are we done? Can I move on?
No. We're going to be definitely much more mature being all hungover, I'm sure, as well. So, cornhole away, Chris.
No, what I was saying is I had a glass of champagne and one more beer, and that hit me like a ton of fucking bricks. And it's like 1 o'clock. 12 o'clock. I was fine. 1 o'clock. I was just ready to go to sleep. So I don't know. That's how my night
went.
Good
shit.
Yeah. Jeff, how was your night?
It was good. It was pretty awesome. Just a few of us went over to a friend of ours to their place. We ordered Chinese food and just drank and played some games. We were supposed to play Buzz. We never did play Buzz, but we did play some NBA Jam. But I was up till probably about 5 a.m. I think.
Oof.
And then today I had actually a sitting for to get some work done on my tattoo, and I made it halfway through after like an hour and a half. I'm like, I can't take this anymore. I'm tapping out. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm hungover. I'll rebook for another time. But yeah, I don't know. Hey, I got a new PC though.
I heard about that.
It's pretty beefy. I like
nice.
It. The problem is power supply not so beefy because I bought a new graphics card for it as well, and right now I can't use it because I need to get a power supply with a higher wattage. So that's next on my list to get. But once I get that, I should be set for a few years anyway.
So you need to get a bigger moose.
I need to get a bigger moose. More like,
don't we all?
Yeah, a more and more efficient one. You know, compact but built like a I don't know. Fuck. Anywho, new PC. It's awesome. Christmas was great. New Year's great. Today not so great.
Ugh. Nope.
And,
tonight we're done.
That's about it.
So yeah, this is going to be kind of a short show, guys.
It will be a short show.
Cool. Well, let's get into it then. Let's start out with distractions, like usual. Mm-hmm. Travis, what are you playing this week?
The only thing I've really been digging on a lot of older stuff that I jump back into Madden, playing some stuff in Madden. I get to a point with the Madden franchise, and it's every year. You guys have seen firsthand how hype I am and how excited I am. I guess to the point where pretty much every year of Madden, albeit maybe two games in the entire series, I start to hate it. Like,
okay.
It's still my game, but I start to just like loathe it because the more I play it, the more I'm like, okay, they've got to fix this. I've been dealing with this for almost about half a year, it's got to stop. Please change it. Please change it. Like, and then the process, the vicious cycle just like keeps on going. So sometimes they fix it, sometimes they don't. But I'm starting to get into that groove where I'm like, okay, I've had enough. I've had enough. So, so playing a little more of that. But the big thing, got Rock Band 3, like I mentioned earlier.
Cool. Tickling the ivories.
Did you get the keyboard?
Yeah, I got the keyboard. Cool. It's great. It's great. And I've adopted it as hard as I possibly could. It is it's a breath of fresh air because Rock Band does tend to get kind of stale. Especially when every gathering you go to, that's what's being played. I still think Rock Band is the king of party games, but in terms of video games, but I gotta say, like, it's just like totally revitalized me into the series. It's brand new. It's fun. So let me get into the piano, because that's the main thing. That's like the new addition that like I keep on jumping on every day. The piano, 2 octaves. I think it's 11 to 12 keys. I'm not really sure. I'm not really good on my piano knowledge, but regardless, it is. Well, let me say this. Okay, of course they have their new pro mode and normal mode, and in Rock Band. I'm still playing the guitar in normal mode, bass in normal mode, drums in normal mode. But I was like, okay, I want to jump in to pro mode on keys.
Yeah,
I may go back in the end, but I want to jump into pro mode. So I jumped in and I haven't gone back, except for when I tried out the normal mode and keys. And it does not work.
It's like, no, the normal mode in keys is like playing the Rock Band guitar without having to strum. That's really all it is.
Yeah.
You know, you've got 5 colors and you play the key that it puts down and that's it.
With pro mode, it's much
more interesting.
Yeah. But still with the regular mode, it's weird because you can play like the first 2 colors on the left side of the keyboard and the other, 3 colors on the right side of the keyboard. So you can split your hands apart or you can play it all on one side. Like it's weird how it works, like how the keys are, the colors are designated.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Like it confused me more than pro mode did. So let's see if I can explain it well. Now on pro mode, what they do, since now there's not enough space on the track when you're playing pro keys to have it show every single key.
Right.
So pretty much what it does, it gives you half. So it gives you an octave to play, for a specific song. So some songs you're on the left side, some songs you're kind of in the middle, some you're on the right side. And then you're playing the keys off of that. And then you have your minors and your sharps and everything you're also playing as well. And playing it on easy, it's still a shock to the system playing on that first one. Cause like you're kind of, okay, where's this? It's good. Playing on easy is great for getting your hand placement down, getting used to like the different colors on the keys, different sections and everything. But when you jump into pro keys medium is really, really when the fun starts kicking in for me personally, because you have slightly more complex scales. You also have the chords too. So you're hitting like more than one key at the same time. Which I do have a little gripe, which I'll get to that in a minute because I want to go with the things that I like about it a lot. Playing music and using a piano, to me, it feels just as fulfilling as the first time I played drums. Because when you're really, knocking the drums really, really hard and having a good time with it, it's just like Rock Band immerses you in the music. Like it makes you feel like a rock star, like big time when you're playing drums. I feel the same way when I'm playing piano. I don't really get like that when I'm playing guitar. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm very, very much aware. I have a toy in my hand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
the drums and the keyboard actually feel relatively real. And
absolutely.
The guitar is like, you're still just pressing a button and, hitting a strum bar.
Yeah.
Which is why, I'm actually kind of interested in getting the pro guitar. Because I think it would be really cool to, like, start to learn some of that stuff.
Right. And I would love to get the pro guitar, but man, the premium on that bastard is just like insane. Like, yeah. I can't
if you want pro guitar tracks, then it's more money, right?
And that's good. Let me go ahead and go into my gripes because that is a perfect segue. All right. So they're doing this thing now, and I really, really hope it doesn't take off really well for Harmonix, because they're going to make a shitload of money off of us, and it's going to kind of piss me off. So there's a lot of tracks that are in Rock Band 1 and 2, or even the DLC that was prior released, you know, and they have pianos in those songs, but there wasn't a periff to play the instrument. So what they're doing now, they're re-releasing the same exact songs, but in parentheses, it's Rock Band 3 version, only meaning it's the same song, but now you can play piano in it. And just because you bought the previous version doesn't mean it's not going to cost you another 99 cents to buy the same exact song, but the ability. So you're pretty much buying an unlock key to play fucking piano, and it kind of aggravates me. I understand that you can't go back, and it bothers me that they're going to charge for that. It's like, how do you equate 99 cents for an entire song and a 99 cents for a song I already have, but just to unlock piano?
Do they recognize that you already have the song and it's 99 cents, or are you buying a new song?
You're buying a new song.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
So it's not always 99 cents then, obviously. It's
exactly.
Sometimes $2.
Sometimes. If you want a specific song, sometimes, yes, it is $2. It's really a shame that the network won't, you know, recognize you have the song. I don't know. It kind of gnaws at me a little bit. Gnaws. And another gripe I have, another gripe I have about the game is actually playing chords. Because even though it's really fulfilling, you're knocking these chords out. Playing Imagine by John Lennon on Pro Keys Medium is such a blast. Such a blast. And it's a great entry-level song for chords. But the one thing I don't like about it, when you're playing normal key presses or just normal scales, like, Chris, you've seen it, just the key is coming down the track, or the minor key is coming down the track, whatever the case may be. It's normal. It's pretty much looks like you're playing guitar. There's like one little thing pops out.
Right.
Well, there's this thing when you're playing chords, so that when you get to the point where you have to hit two or more keys at the same time, they put this white line underneath bridging the two keys together. And it kind of messes up my view on the track, because I can't really tell, because of this little border that's linking the keys together. You can't really tell, like, okay, shit, I can't really see, because that white line under the two keys are blocking, you know, like what keys I'm trying to press. And it's really disorienting. And I kind of wish it wasn't there. It's one of the things that, okay, I'll just grow to get used to it, but I shouldn't have to. It's a pain in the ass. So, but those are really the only two gripes I have. Like, I'm enjoying the shit out of the keyboard. It's super fun.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a very, very good addition to the game, I think.
Yeah. And the one last thing I can say about it that I really like, one thing about the keyboard, another thing about the actual infrastructure of Rock Band 3 that differentiates itself from the first two. First, with the keyboard, what I like about it is whenever you're in a party setting, you always have people that are like, I'm going to play guitar. Well, I want to play guitar. I don't want to play bass. What's cool about the keytar is you can play bass on it as well. I wouldn't recommend playing guitar on the keyboard, because it would be impossible. But playing the bass, you can even play hard and expert on bass, and it translates really well with the keyboard. And it's quite fun. So it brings a little bit of life into playing bass. If you wanted to do that, the option's there, and I recommend it. It's super fun. Super fun. But Rock Band 3, they were very much aware of the issues with, like, how much of a pain it was to drop in and drop out and whatnot, you know, and all these other things. So they pretty much fixed it with Rock Band 3.
Yeah, the drop in, drop out is just perfect now.
It's great. At the bottom of the screen, when you're in the menus, no matter what, at any time, someone could pick up an instrument, press start, and start picking their characters, doing their options and settings and all that stuff, all while other people are doing stuff in the menus or picking songs or whatever the case may be there. It's really, really great. I will say, though, I kind of wish I had – I can see the benefit of playing Rock Band 3 on a PlayStation 3, because the Xbox 360 doesn't handle multiple things at once. Because let me give you an example of my setup.
Well, yeah, it does. It's like 4, I think, max or something like that.
Yeah, 4 max.
Well, 4, yeah, wirelessly, and then 2 or 3 with USB.
With the USB.
Yeah.
But it – Rock Band 3, I don't know if this needs to be patched or something, or if it's not supposed to be this wrong, but it doesn't work. I have two guitars, one wired, one wireless, guitar. I have the USB microphone that I plug in. So that's two things plugged into my USB. All right. But then I have people who want to do harmonies. There's a lot of girls that were over there, and they wanted to all sing together or you know, do the shared vocals. So I have two lips microphones that hook up to it. You can't hook all that stuff up. Whereas if I had everything wireless on the PS3, everything would hook up seamlessly.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
So
that's true.
It
well, up to seven, but I mean...
Up to seven still, but seven's the maximum amount of a...
Well, actually, no. It's up to seven Bluetooth. You could actually go higher than that.
Yeah, you have USB.
Well, you have USB ports and everything as well. So I would go as far as saying I'm really sad that I don't have the PS3 version because it is by far the optimum, you know, version of Rock Band.
Oh, yeah, but you also get to look 20 times. Well, I guess you would have that many people a lot of the times wanting to do that shit, so...
Well, I can tell you one thing.
For the majority of people, that's a lot of stuff. So I have like two microphones and stuff.
I can tell you one thing that they definitely fixed on the PS3 version that makes me happy that I own that now. Because before, you know, they had the Rock Band store in part two where you could,
Xbox Live,
you can go and like grab a song and it downloads automatically and does everything it needs to do.
Right.
But on the PS3 version, you had to exit out of the game to install it.
So they changed it.
Yeah, they fixed it. Good. So in the PS3 version of Rock Band 3, you buy a song in the Rock Band store and it downloads and installs right then and there. So that is awesome. I'm really glad they fixed that.
Right.
You know, so. But yeah, Rock Band 3 is fucking awesome. No doubt about it.
And one more quick gripe, though. When you transferred your Rock Band 1 songs over the 2, when you had to pay for the license and everything, like 4 songs didn't transfer over due to like some sort of license disagreement. There are about 12 songs, 12 or 13 songs that don't transfer over from Rock Band 2 to 3.
Really?
It's really odd. Yeah.
Are they songs that we should care about?
Well, probably the most...
Google.
Prominent one would have to be, I don't know, Danny California. No one plays that song.
Yeah, that song, man.
Anyway, but yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Rock Band 3 was taking the week away.
Cool, man. Jeff, take it away, bud.
Oh, man, I've been playing a ton of shit. Mainly because of the new PC, but...
Ooh, yeah, let's talk.
I haven't played anything for a long period of time. I've played a lot of stuff for a short period of time just to test everything out. Like, oh... Is this game going to run? How about this game? So, the first thing I booted up was obviously Torchlight, because I downloaded it from Steam, because I already had it before.
Yeah.
And runs and looks way better than my old PC, so I was happy about that. And then I bought, of course, Steam with all of its freaking deals. Now I see why everyone's going crazy on Twitter. Like, oh my god, Steam's awesome. Steam is indeed awesome. So I bought Left 4 Dead for like $6. Left 4 Dead 2. So, that's kind of fun. I mean, it's Left 4 Dead. Witcher. Actually, Jason was nice. He had gifted me The Witcher and Orange Box, those two games. So the
Witcher, that's cool.
I played that.
Can you talk about it? Because I know Witcher 2 is coming out on consoles, and I'm curious first to hear your total thoughts on it when you play it more. But like firsthand, tell me about it, because I'm not really sure what this game's about. Like.
So far, I like it. I'm only about an hour and a half in, maybe, if that. I've done basically through the tutorial type missions at the beginning. It's basically like it's just a third person, or you can play like kind of like an isometric view, or like Neverwinter Nights style, action RPG. Really, I don't know, I'm trying to think of. There's nothing stands out to me about the game yet, more so than any other game of it's kind of like it. I mean, it's the cliche kind of medieval setting, like, you know, magic, swords, shields, all that kind of stuff, and you're part of some clan of witchers.
Right.
And I don't really know what the main storyline is as of yet, because I'm not too far into it.
How's dialogue handled?
Dialogue's actually a lot like...
like Dragon Age?
It's more like Dragon Age. Actually, it's exactly like... actually not even like Dragon Age. It's because you pick something you want to say, and then your character just comes out and says it. Pretty much exactly how it says. And I know the game's supposed to rely heavily on like choices and stuff like that, but I haven't really had to make any. One time where it was like, do you want to go here or do you want to go here? And I was like, I want to go here. And they're like, okay. So, I don't know. It's really hard to tell at this point. I just know it runs fine, and it was fun for like the hour and a half or so I played it. I was like, this is pretty cool. And then after that, I moved to Crysis because I needed to try that out. And the game's a beast in terms of what it needs to run.
Yeah,
at super
did it
high
run
settings.
Without the video card you had?
Oh yeah, yeah, it'll run. It'll run with everything like on medium. It'll run well. It'll run on with anything. It's just how bad I want the frame rate to be.
Right, that's right. What I'm asking. So, how well did it run without the video card that you said you were putting
in? It depends what the settings were. If the settings were on medium, it was like, I don't know, probably somewhere between 30 and 40 frames a second, I'm guessing.
Okay.
But anything higher than that, like if I put everything up, it was pretty much slideshow, but it did look very pretty. I was like, cool. But yeah, I tried playing it on with just everything on high, and it's playable, but not. It's like sub 30 frames easily, and it just kind of gets annoying after a while.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm gonna wait till I get my graphics card until I jump more into that. Cool. But like anyway, because all the other PC stuff that's pretty old and no need talking about it. Of course, GT5 still plugging away at that. Need for Speed, and this one game actually I did just pick up yesterday. And I only played through a little bit of it, and I kind of wish I picked it up earlier because I have a feeling it would be on one of my lists anyway, but that's Vanquish. I grabbed that. It was on sale at EB.
Cool.
Yeah, for $30. So, picked that up, and so far, so good, man. I'm not that much further than what the demo is. Like, there's a couple levels before the demo part, if you guys played the demo.
Yeah.
We'll play it, I guess. Yeah, so I'm just, like, pretty much a little bit after that.
Yeah.
So, probably like a 45 minutes in or so.
That's a sexy game, man.
It is. I'm sorry.
Like, it is sexy. Oh, man. I was watching MC play it over at the Deuce, and
yeah.
I was like, man, you look like you're having a good time.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The particle effects are insane.
Just yeah, they are.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But it's very, very... You can tell us the Japanese developers, what they portray is what we want in the shooter, which is kind of funny. And, like, you know, the main
game is still
like
damn good. So.
And, oh, yeah, yeah. It's just funny how they play into a lot of stereotypes, but it is
like
it is
communists.
But yeah, man, that's about it, really. If I want to get into more Vanquish tonight, I'm sure I will.
Cool. I got a few new things. I'm trying to think.
Oh,
of
wait, what. I got to talk one more thing first.
All right,
NBA
go ahead.
Jam. For,
oh yeah,
NBA Jam for
you
the
ended
Wii.
Up getting it.
Yeah, I got it like for Christmas for the Wii, and played it a bunch last night, like 2-on-2, and that shit's a lot of fun. And I'm glad I got it on the Wii because I don't think anyone I know has it, first of all, on 360 or PS3, and no one on my friends list is definitely playing it, so I don't really care about the online thing, but one-on-one or like when you're playing multiplayer, that game is still fun as shit. And
yeah, that's
I love
that's
the
best.
Control scheme on it with the Wii and the nunchuck. Yeah. Or the nunchuck.
Okay, so there are motion controls.
If you want there to be, yeah.
Okay, so you can play it without.
Yeah, you can totally play it with like, you know, like class controller. I think you can just play it even with the standard Wiimote just sideways.
Okay.
But I love the motion controls. It's like, it's great. I love it. Like, you're only doing motion controls. You're basically just lifting it up to jump and then doing a motion going forward or down to release your shot or to dunk or whatever. There's nothing for, like, stealing or passing or anything like that.
Hmm.
So it's actually a lot of fun. So you just have to...
Can you shove, like, with the controller?
The shove is just hold down turbo and hit the A button.
Oh,
so
like
it's not an actual move. Yeah. Literally all you're doing is controlling the shots. That's pretty much it. And the dunks.
Hmm. That's weird.
Yeah. But I like it. It's simple, and it makes it kind of fun. You get kind of animated when you're playing with people. I'm dunking in your face! Put some stank on that bitch.
Move, bitch!
Man. One thing about that game, though, playing single player, but not really that fun. And the whole AI rubber banding issue.
Yeah.
NBA Jam does it the worst. Because,
yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, it doesn't do it in the way that you're up by 15, and then all of a sudden they come back, and they're winning by hitting shots or you missing shots. They do it by the second you inbound the ball, you get shoved over and the ball's stolen from you. So it's just frustrating. It's like four times in a row, you can't even get past half court because they just know exactly what you're going to do. It's the typical like Mortal Kombat type thing in arcades where you get a certain opponent, you just had to lose. So a certain amount of quarters went in and it's like, okay, difficulty lowers. And it's just so annoying. I played like two games, like I'm never playing the single player again. It's just frustrating shit.
Oh, wow. That's annoying.
Yeah. But, yeah, and for a cheaper price, man, I'd pick it up for multiplayer reasons.
Yeah, yeah. That's
cool.
So
go for it, Chris.
All right. Let's see. What was I going to say? I can't remember exactly what I've played so far. It's been a long week because we're recording on Saturday, but a few new things that I have played. I downloaded, I was trying to, considering we had like a long week between recordings, I was trying to get in some time in some games that really should have gotten more time in, you know, throughout the year that I haven't given it to. So, Dragon Quest IX, got
Ooh.
Further into that. I had started it a few times and, you know, I just never really got far enough into it to determine how much I liked it. So now I've gotten a little further, and it's a fun game. It is. Yeah. It's really fun. There's a few things that are weird about it. I mean, first of all, you know, it's on the DS, so it looks like ass. But they, you know, they do some like graphic tricks to try and make the characters, the main characters, look better. So your main character is polygonal, right? So he's like 3D and all that shit. As you're walking around towns and shit like that, all the characters in the towns are sprites, and they're sprites with very little animation. So they're like keeping like memory free and resources free so that they can focus the 3D graphic work on the characters that are involved in conversations and shit like that. So there's some new tricks that they're doing that I haven't seen in other games. Other games may have done it. I just haven't played any that have. So that's kind of cool. Very cool. Very cool game. Definitely worth picking up. Let's see what else. I picked up, Plants vs. Zombies finally, because it was on sale for Steam. I haven't really played it that much. I've gone through like maybe four or five stages, but it's pretty fun. You know, my sister-in-law got it for Christmas, and I just sat there and I watched her play a few stages of it. And, you know, I was like, you know, I don't really like the tower defense thing that much anymore, but Plants vs. Zombies is different enough where it's, you know, it's just a lot of fun. So, I got a $4 off of Steam. Well worth it. And then I downloaded, because everyone has been talking about it, I downloaded Pac-Man Championship Edition DX.
Oh, nice.
It is fun as shit, yeah. Dude. But it gets so fast that, like, I played it this morning. I started playing it yesterday, but I tried to play it this morning. And, yeah, after last night, this morning didn't go too well. Because it gets so fast and my reactions gone. And like, I was running into shit. I was like, all my bombs are gone. What the hell? So, but man, that is a good ass game. So very, very much worth the $10 that you pay for it.
I still need to get that. I keep meaning to.
It's really good, dude. I'm really enjoying the shit out of it. Let's see. Have I played anything else? I mean, Game Dev Story. I started a new game and I'm playing through it again because it's ridiculously addicting. I think that's it. I think that's about it. There is one thing I wanted to throw out there, though. I happened to look it up because Travis mentioned it. The Rock Band songs that are missing from the export, there are, let's see here, nine. There's 14 songs that are missing. However, 9 of them are going to be re-released as free DLC.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
So, but those are like all the Harmonix bands. Right. Songs. Right. So all those, there's like 9 of those songs that are, and I heard about this, but they're going to be re-released as free DLC. Okay. The 5 that are missing, AC/DC, Let There Be Rock, Meh. Journey, Any Way You Want It, Metallica, Meh. Battery, Meh. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Give It Away, and Soundgarden's Spoon Man. So the one I'm most upset about is probably Spoon Man because I fucking love that song. Yeah. But that is it. Do we have any news that we should talk about or no?
No, I don't think so.
I really don't have anything. I don't think. I mean, shit doesn't happen around this time. You know, everything happens next week at CES.
Yeah,
I think that's is that what is next week? CES.
CES is next week. Yeah.
When
yeah.
is GDC?
GDC is like in, I don't know, March or something like
that. Spring or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's later on in the year. Well, right. It's later on in first quarter, like end of the first quarter. But all right, cool. Well. If we're not going to talk about any news, let's just take a break and we'll come back and we'll do our Game of the Year nominations and we'll do some new releases, listener email, and and the Game of the Year question of the week. Sorry, I spoiled it for you. I know you guys were all sitting on the seat of your pants.
Oh, yeah.
Cut. Start over. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
No, so we'll take a break and we'll be right back. It's time to wake up.
Oh, man. Hard day at work. Whew. What's on TV?
Are you stuck at a dead-end job and feel as if the weight of the world is on your shoulders?
Yeah.
Are you sick and tired of traffic, healthcare issues, and sending your Xbox in for Red Ring repairs?
Yeah.
Do you also suspect your wife is having an online affair because of your inability to please her sexually?
What?
Well, you deserve a Hoogass Brown Ale. Let its rich, creamy character and sweet, sweet honey taste bring you a mild inebriation that helps transport you to a better state of mind. Only Hoogass gives you the power to forget your problems, urinate in public, and yell, "You don't know me, you don't know anything about me," at the top of your lungs. So go grab yourself a Hoogass, because at the end of the day, really, who gives a shit?
Some bitch, I gotta give me a drink.
Remember, the Gamer Cave Brewing Company encourages you to drink responsibly.
Welcome back.
You welcome back.
Thank you. All right, so game of the year. Let's talk about what games should be on there. So this is how this is going to work. We're going to name off our top five, well, up to five
up
nominees. Up to five nominees for each category that we had listed. The categories are portable, downloadable, Wii, 360, PS3, multi-platform, the Lair Award, or the Two Human Award, and then game of the year. So we're going to list off ours, and then we're going to figure out which one gets the most nominations, and we're going to create a list of five that we will choose a game of the year from next week.
That's right.
So let's get this shit started. Who wants to go first?
I want Jeff to go first. When are we starting first?
Let's start with portables first. We'll start with
portable shit. All right. Surprisingly, I did not play a single DS game or PSP game that I can remember this year, 2010.
What? Yeah.
I can't think of any. So unless you guys, when you guys do your list, maybe it'll remind me. But that's not to say I didn't play any portables. It just I did a lot more gaming on my iPhone than I thought. So, of course, I have Texting of the Bread. That was really cool. Cut the Rope. Game Dev Story and Fruit Ninja. I played others, but those are the four. Those are the only four that I actually consider being like, okay, these are like must have downloads that I played anyway. So.
Okay.
I got four.
This is kind of an area of contention then.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Our phone games, games.
I
have those on downloadable.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I put them as portable. Because if I didn't, then, oh, man. Because if I'm going to put them under download, I play it on a portable system. That's basically the reason I put it there.
This is something, honestly, we probably should have talked about before.
Yeah, probably. Welcome to our first area of contention.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. It just means, like, your downloads will just have different games than mine. They'll probably have more. You'll have iPhone games on your downloads. I won't.
Okay.
Sure.
Travis, what do you got?
For portable, I have Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, Dragon Quest IX, Professor Layton in the Unwound Future, and Super Scribblenauts. Those are the only four portables that I really played that were new this year. Everything else was old. Like,
I didn't even realize that you played Professor Layton.
Yeah, my wife bought it.
Huh.
It's good. It's Professor Layton.
Cool.
Chris. Right.
And Super Scribblenauts you liked?
Oh, yeah. It's a whole lot better. It's Scribblenauts, but it controls better and
doesn't control like a
adjective
brick.
There's adjectives.
Adjectives. All right. All right. Cool. So here's what I've got. Valkyria Chronicles 2, of course.
Of course.
I don't think there's any doubt in that. Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker. Lunar Silver Star Harmony.
Oh, I almost put that.
Dragon Quest IX. And Phantasy Star Portable 2. This is kind of tough because.
Well, what's your favorite?
We've got three games with two votes. And
Well, we don't do it by fuck the vote. Just be like, just pick your. Because we're not really doing a. Just what's your favorite out of those?
Well, that's the thing. Metal Gear Solid and Dragon Quest are obviously on the list because they've got two. Oh, wait.
This isn't the five.
Hold
we don't
on a
do
second.
That with these ones.
We can't leave out Jason. Jason emailed his shit in.
Yeah, he did.
So let's see what Jason says. Phantasy Star Portable 2.
Bam.
Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker.
Ooh.
Valkyria Chronicles 2.
Ooh.
Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep. I almost put that on there.
Mm-hmm.
I almost put that on there.
I want to play that.
And Knights in the Nightmare.
That's a dark horse stuff. Right there.
Knights in the Nightmare?
Yeah.
It's fun, dude.
None of us put that on there.
The only reason I didn't is probably because I didn't play it enough to really figure out
like whether or not. I mean, I played through the tutorials, which is like like 2 hours of play. Uh-huh. And then after that, I played like one mission, and that's all I actually got to. So that's kind of just my own fault, really, because I didn't get a chance to play it. But let me see what we've got here.
Well, game dev story obviously wins.
Are we locking that down? I mean, I'm okay with it.
Well, no, you guys don't have it on the list only because, yeah, we put them under different categories. Yeah.
Well, here's what's on the list. And I'm going to see, I feel bad because I don't know what to do with Jeff's nominations. I mean,
do we? No, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't know. Or we can just combine the two freaking categories.
I don't think that's...
There's a lot of good shit on downloadable.
I know. That's another reason why I split it, because I'm like, if I... I don't know. Because I think the iPhone and Droids, the games, some of the games need to be, I don't know, talked about. And I felt if I had downloadable, put them in downloadable, I don't know if I would have as much.
Right.
Should we break them off and do mobile?
Sure. No, well, I didn't play any portables either. Like, so I don't really have nominations for it because I literally did not play anything on my DS or PSP.
I say no, don't break them up. Only under the pretense of we have these categories: Game of the Year, multi-platform, and then we mm-hmm. break it down by console, PS3, 360, Wii, and then portable, which is DS/PSP. That's what it always has been. So I kind of kept that as an actual, you know, like a big name, but handheld, you know, that's kind of what I saw it as. So that's why, and I think, Chris, you and I were on the same page there. We never saw that as anything but like Sony or Nintendo.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where I was. All right, well, let's figure out what we're going to have on this list. All right, so here's what we've got so far. Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, Valkyria Chronicles 2, Dragon Quest mm-hmm. 9, and Phantasy Star Portable 2. So we need one of the following: Lunar Silver Star Story, Silver Star Harmony, Professor Layton, Super Scribblenauts, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, Nights in the Nightmare, Texting of the Bread, Cut the Rope, Game Dev Story, and Fruit Ninja.
Mm-hmm. I would have to go with Kingdom Hearts, only because I know Game Dev Story is going to make it in the downloadable category. I'd have to go Kingdom Hearts.
I'm not going with anything. I didn't play anything besides the games I said, so I have to go Game Dev Story.
Okay. I am willing to give up my spot for Lunar Silver Star Harmony for Kingdom Hearts. Because I own Kingdom Hearts, and I just didn't play it. That's why it's not on my list.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. There we go. I'll keep it at that. Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker, Valkyria Chronicles 2, Dragon Quest 9, Phantasy Star Portable 2, and Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep.
That's, yep. Ooh, man.
It's a tough list.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play some of those, hopefully, by next week.
That's a really good list.
It is a really good list. All of those games are freaking awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I'm going to go ahead and read Jason's for downloadable, and we'll go from there. All right? So here is what Jason said for downloadable game of the year. We have Super Meat Boy.
Duh.
Monday Night Combat. Scott Pilgrim. Cave Story.
Ooh.
And Pinball FX 2. So that is what he has. Travis, why don't you give me some of yours?
Downloadable Game Dev Story. Angry Birds. Got to go with that. Limbo. Super Meat Boy. And then Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare. Ooh. That was really good.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. I guess I can. Yeah, so I was going to say. Yeah, but I don't know if we... Because I'm pretty sure I would have put Shadow Broker in there somewhere. I didn't realize we were going to have DLC allowed in that.
It's a full-fledged game.
Yeah, I guess it does stand on its own by itself.
Definitely stands on its own.
Can you download that full-fledged game?
I downloaded that full-fledged game, yes.
But you need the disc, though? No, you don't need the disc?
Oh, no. It still needs the disc, but you can also play it. So, well, I guess it would not fit. It's a full game.
It is a game.
And I
downloaded it's a story. It's a beginning to an end to it. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Regardless of the fact that you still need the Red Dead disc in there, it's a full game with a start and finish. That's separate from Red Dead Redemption.
Okay. Well, it's on there as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
So, All right, let me see here. Jeff, what do you got?
I got Super Meat Boy, Limbo, Lara Croft, and the Guardian of Light.
Oh, totally forgot about Lara Croft.
Dead Nation, and Snoopy Flying Aces.
Yeah. I am so glad Jason is not here now. That might have been our first fuck you.
I By the way, sleep. People, if you well, guys, if you hear some typey, it's because I'm trying to keep track of what we're doing here.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you hear some clicky, clicky, it's me because I'm bored.
Well, what else did you say? You said Lara Croft, Dead Nation.
Lara Croft, Dead Nation, Snoopy Flying Aces, Limbo, Snoopy. And Super Meat Boy.
Snoopy Flying Aces, that's awesome.
The game's fucking awesome, right. Dude.
Don't it is twisted. Really good.
It's
it
just
is awesome.
Good.
All right, well, here's what I've got.
But the thing is, I don't, like, you know what I'll do? If you guys are going to keep, you know what, put in game dev story in Snoopy's spot.
All right. Yeah. Snoopy is whoops.
All right.
Snoopy is gone.
And the game of the year is whoops.
Whoops. All right, so here's mine. Super Meat Boy, Limbo, Game Dev Story, Angry Birds, Pac-Man Championship DX.
And the cat jumping and breaking something.
Dude, Jason's going to be so pissed off when Game Dev Story wins and Meat Boy doesn't.
It's safe to say, well, we're definitely going to keep Meat Boy and
Super
Game
Meat
Dev
Boy,
Story on there,
Limbo,
right?
Game Dev Story, and Angry Birds are the four that stay. So we have to choose one from the following. Lara Croft.
Or we discuss it and take one of those off and put something else on. Oh, then
that's rule. We can do that too. Whatever you guys want to do.
So what do we have that are definite? Meat Boy. Game Dev Story.
All of us nominated Meat Boy, so that stays.
Yeah.
Limbo got three of us. Mm-hmm. Game Dev Story got three of us. And Angry Birds got two of us. So I'm
Angry
okay
Birds
with
good,
with
but...
ditching Angry Birds.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't.
What would we
hard.
Sub in for it though? Lara Croft.
God, you almost have to do Lara Croft. That's some of the best.
Yeah, it's really good.
You know what?
That's some of the best.
I forgot about Lara Croft. I think we should put. I think we should ditch Angry Birds and put in Lara Croft.
Agreed.
All right.
I'm gonna play it.
So our final list is.
Well, we need one more. That's the thing.
Ooh. Oh, is that only four?
That's four. We got Super Meat Boy, Limbo, Game Dev Story, and Lara Croft.
What are so some that there's
the
Dead
remaining
Nation.
That we have on this list is Dead Nation, Pac-Man, Monday Night Combat, Scott Pilgrim, which no, Game Story.
I'm fucking Fruit Ninja. I can take some more.
God, I'd almost have to say Pac-Man.
Oh fuck yeah, dude!
Dude, you gotta say
yeah.
Pac-Man. I mean, that's,
sure.
That game. I mean, I haven't played it, but I know
yeah,
that
I didn't play it.
I will probably buy it in dude, anticipation of this, so I can get a fair vote.
Yeah, and I play the demo quite a bit, and I want that pretty much is the game. So I mean, it's pretty safe to say that's yeah. fucking awesome, and it deserves to be on there.
It is damn fun.
Gotta have.
All right, so here's what we got for downloadable then: Super Meat Boy, Limbo, Game Dev Story, Lara Croft, and Pac-Man Championship DX.
Sounds good. It's a sexy
right.
list.
Nice.
What we got.
I
next
think
here?
I think the next few categories are going to be pretty easy because
let's go to Wii, right?
Yeah, Wii. Let's see
we'll
what Jason
Wii,
has to say
PS3,
about
Wii. 360, the multi-platform. Yeah, what does Jason have to say?
Jason, I think Jason and I have the exact... Well, no, we've got
same
one
list.
Different. We've got one different. Let me see what we got here.
Now, here's the thing. Did you play these?
I played all of these, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, good.
Everything I'm about to say, I have played. So he has Monster Hunter Tri.
Mm-hmm.
No More Heroes 2.
Okay.
Tetsunoko versus Capcom.
Mm-hmm.
Cave Story,
mm-hmm.
and Mario Galaxy 2.
All right. To add to that, for Wii, I got Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, Super Mario Galaxy 2, and Metroid Other M.
Okay. Travis, what you got?
Mario Galaxy 2.
And that's
I played Other M, and it's not going on that fucking list because I hated that game.
Oh wow, really? Yeah. All right, let me see. Here's what I've got: Mario Galaxy 2, of course. Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Mm-hmm.
Other
I still
M.
Need to play that. Yep.
Tetsunoko versus Capcom and Monster Hunter Tri.
The only one I will fight to make sure is on there is Tatsunoko vs. Capcom.
Tatsunoko vs. Capcom is on there.
It's on there. Okay, good. No, that's what I mean. Like, yeah, even if it comes down to like another game, like that's one I will fight not to get vetoed. Because like, fuck that. And of course, of course, Mario Galaxy is going to be on there.
Yeah, Mario Galaxy is a no-brainer. So what's left here is Monster Hunter Tri, Kirby Epic Yarn, Metroid Other M, No More Heroes 2, and Cave Story.
I'd have no problem taking Other M off there because I know I haven't played some of those other games, but it seems
that game just smells like a
and I'm not gonna
used toilet.
Are you serious?
That game was was bad, man. Come on, really?
I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was bad.
I think it was decent.
I thought it was fun.
Let's put it this way: the reason why I don't care if you take it off, it's not my personal Wii pick for the year, so to me, it doesn't really matter.
I don't know where to go with what's left, though.
Well, okay, how many do we have for sure? Three for sure.
We've got Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter Tri and Metroid Other M both got two votes from us.
Well, what do you like better, Epic Yarn or Other M?
Personally?
Yeah.
I think I would probably pick Epic Yarn over Other M.
Then throw Epic Yarn in there.
Yeah.
Bump out Other M.
Bump out Other M?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what do you guys...
Monster Hunter Tri.
I'll tell you what, man. This is what I think. This is what I'm thinking right now.
I would say, but No More Heroes or Cave Story.
I'm thinking let's ditch Other M and put in No More Heroes.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm thinking. Because seriously, I know that No More Heroes 2 is a good game. Mm-hmm. I just haven't gotten to it.
Yeah.
Again, it may give me a reason to go to it. I might just snag it on GameStack.
There you go. All right. So we've got Mario Galaxy 2, Tetsunoko vs. Capcom, Monster Hunter Tri, Kirby's Epic Yarn, and No More Heroes 2.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right.
Now it's going to start getting good. Oh, yeah, so getting into the juicy meat of this.
What are we on? PS3?
You want to do PS3 first?
Doesn't matter.
Sure, why not?
All right, we'll do PS3 first. This is what Jason throws in the mix.
Jason!
3D Game Heroes, God of War 3, Dead Nation, Heavy Rain, and Mod Nation Racers.
Okay.
Travis, what do you think?
Let's see. I have God of War 3, Heavy Rain, 3D Game Heroes, Dead Nation, and Sports Champions.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just did that.
All right.
God of War 3, Gran Turismo 5, and Dead Nation.
Dead Nation.
Mm-hmm. But mind you, Dead Nation literally is just on there for kind of like default. It was an exclusive that I played. So it's on the list. On that very small list.
I'm kind of in the same boat. Mine is God of War 3, Mod Nation Racers, 3D Game Heroes, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's my
okay, well,
list.
Didn't turn on the black box too much this year, huh, Chris?
No, I did. It's just
multi-platform stuff.
That's what it was all about this year. Yeah. All right, so God of War 3 is definitely in.
God of War 3 is definitely on there.
3D Game Heroes and Dead Nation both got two votes, or I have a feeling those are staying.
See, I would bump it. Okay, well, I'll see how this plays out. But okay, so let's just say we keep those. So we have God of War, 3D Game Hero, 3D Game Hero. Fuck it. God of War, 3D Game Hero, Detonation.
Well, here's okay. Mod Nation Racers, I will easily ditch for GT5.
Please.
I was going to say, GT5 needs to be on there.
Yeah.
That game is really... I know you guys didn't play it.
The only reason GT5 is not on my list is because I didn't play it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think it should... I definitely think it belongs there.
Yeah, agreed.
So God of War, GT5, 3D.
3D dot game. We've got Dead Nation, Heavy Rain, and Sports Champions. So we need two more. I have a feeling Heavy Rain is a must, yes?
Oh, gotta have it.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. Sports Champions is throwaway.
Between Sports Champions and Dead Nation?
Yeah. Between Sports Champions and Dead Nation.
I haven't played sports. Well, actually, no, I have played Sports Champions.
I actually really like Sports Champions.
It's fun as shit.
It's fun as hell, dude.
the only reason I don't know, because like, then throw that on there, because I just, Dead Nation's good, but I know for me, it didn't do anything different, just good at what it does. And I know that's not necessarily a bad thing, but I think there's better games out there that also that came out this year or last year. That are better in the same kind of style as Dead Nation. That's why I think
definitely better zombie games.
Oh, for sure, and better isometric like view, like twin stick, dual stick shooters.
Yeah. Like absolutely.
I think it really is on my list because of default.
Yeah,
it's not because I think
and
it's great.
In reality,
because
if I would have even thought about it, I would have put Sports Champions on my list anyway.
Okay, so Sports Champions it is then.
Sports Champions it is. So God of War
There's
3.
There's way
3,
too much agreeing
Heroes.
Going on here.
Well, it's because we don't have Jason on board.
No, when Jason's sitting, no, I'm serious. There's a couple of things he's going to see a lot of his picks that he would want. And then Sports Champions? Really? I'm waiting for it. Wait, it's going to be great. I actually am super super pumped to hang out at his house and see him freak out in person.
All right, so here's the PS3 list. God of War 3, 3D Dot Game Heroes, GT5. Heavy Rain and Sports Champions.
Yes. Awesome.
Move title.
Sports
a
Champions.
Move
is
title.
Fun.
It is really fun.
All right, 360.
360. All right, so let's get
what do we got from Jason.
Jason's picks. He gives us Mass Effect 2, Super Meat Boy, Fable 3, Halo Reach, and Alan Wake.
Okay.
Travis, Jeff.
I don't go. Travis, go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Halo Reach, Mass Effect 2, Alan Wake, Fable 3, and
Fable
Limbo.
My list is exactly like Travis's. Literally, the exact same thing.
Really?
Okay, so yeah, Reach, Alan Wake, Fable 3, Mass Effect 2, and Limbo.
Reach, Limbo, and what did I miss? Fable 3?
Fable 3.
God, Jeff.
Holy God.
Man.
Dude, we would have ran shit. I'm just keeping it real.
Brothers, man.
Airtight.
Well, here was my list only had three on it. Mass Effect 2, Alan Wake, mm-hmm. and Super Meat Boy.
Ooh, this is going to be a tough one.
This is going to be tough because I know... Well, wait a second. Meat Boy... Okay. Meat Boy, we have in one other one for sure, right? Downloads?
Yeah, it is in downloads, but Limbo's in downloads too, I think.
Yeah, no. I'm just trying to think what's... All right, well, Mass Effect 2 needs to be on that list. I also think Reach needs to be on that list.
I think Mass Effect 2 and Alan Wake both need to be on that list.
I think Reach needs to be on that
list. Reach needs to be on that list as well.
So we definitely...
Because Reach was actually on my nomination list, but I haven't played it, so I took it off.
So we have a lot of items with two votes that we need to start deciding on.
Okay, here's
what's left. Meat Boy, Fable 3, and Limbo.
I will put Limbo in front of Fable 3.
I will drop Fable 3 for both of those.
So put Meat Boy and Limbo on there?
Absolutely.
Done.
Yeah.
That was easy. I was going to say
Fable
the same
3
thing.
Dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Big time.
All right. 360 Game of the Year list. Mass Effect 2, Alan Wake, Halo Reach, Super Meat Boy, and Limbo.
This is gonna get ugly.
God, if you had told me a year ago that Fable 3 would not make that list, I would call you a goddamn liar. I'm serious.
It's so weird too because it seems like the fan base is so split on that game. It's like with between 2 and 3, it's like people are so split on which one is better and you know whether or not Fable 3 is worth a damn and that shit. And you know, it's I don't know. It's the series itself confuses me because the first one I hated. The second one everyone said was better, but I just never gave it a shot.
It's awesome.
And you know, everyone that I hear say the second one is good doesn't like the third one. And then everyone who says they didn't like the second one likes the third one.
Yeah, so exactly.
It's really fucking weird.
It is weird.
All right. Let's get to probably the...
This is going to be the crazy one.
Yeah, I have a feeling this one's going to be hard. Let's get Jason's...
I didn't even get to 5. I think I have 7. So
7. You can't do that, dude.
I know. I'll have it narrowed down by the time we do this because I need to drop 2 of them, but I don't want to.
It was tough.
Yeah.
It's quite.
There were a lot of good multi-platform games, and you know what? I think that Jason and I agree on 3 of them. So here's what he's got. Mm-hmm. Bayonetta... Big surprise there. Super Street Fighter 4, Darksiders, Castlevania, and Dead Rising 2.
All right.
Ooh, really reaching for Dead Rising.
All right. Travis, what you got?
Red Dead Redemption, Assassin's Creed 2 Brotherhood, Rock Band 3, mm-hmm. Madden 11, and Enslaved.
Enslaved.
Oh, wow.
Enslaved is right. my last cut.
You actually have a list that has nothing for me and Jason. How about that?
Go ahead. Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot because... Yeah,
well, somebody has to play good games, Chris. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to say this straight up.
You're playing the other shit.
No, bullshit. I cannot believe you did not play Red Dead or Assassin's Creed. Actually, Jason, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Jason changes his mind because he is playing Assassin's Creed right now.
Is he?
Yeah, he borrowed my copy.
I'm going to say... it kind of sucks. I probably should have brought this up with Jason earlier, but I'm leaving Super Street Fighter off all my lists only because it's Street Fighter, and I obviously have a bias towards that series, and that is easily, number one, the game I played most this year, for sure. But because, realistically, it is kind of like an expansion to last year's game, which we gave Game of the Year, mm-hmm. I'm not going to include that on any of my lists. But it is still freaking awesome. So, yeah.
All right, so can we... Let's do this.
Thing, well,
best fighting game of the year, hands down, Super Street Fighter 4.
Oh, well, no doubt about it.
I don't know. That Mortal Kombat versus DC with the players.
That shit's hot, man.
It was terrible.
It was pretty bad. It's dumb fun, though, that's for sure. What do you got, Travis?
Tough,
or Jeff?
All right, I got Bayonetta.
Done.
I got Darksiders. I got Lords of Shadow.
Wow.
I got Red Dead Redemption. I got one more, right?
Yeah,
I'm gonna go.
You need to give us one more.
I'm gonna go Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
Nice. All right. Well, here's what I had on my
list. Transformers.
And I'm. Man, this is gonna be a tough one, guys.
Yeah, especially
here's what I've got on my list: Bayonetta, Need for Speed.
Yep.
Darksiders,
uh-huh.
Castlevania,
uh-huh.
Enslaved.
Oh, wow. Oh god, this is gonna be tough.
This is gonna be fucking hard, dude. I knew it was going to. This is
well. I know Bayonetta is probably universal. That we all want that.
Bayonetta is
right. Darksiders. I think the only person who'll veto that would be you, Travis.
Yeah. Couldn't stand.
Okay, so put it on the list now, but kind of put like a star next to it because. Lords of Shadow, Red Dead. I think Red Dead has to be on there. Any
I can't argue.
It's got to be
against it. But I mean, it really. I mean, I'm gonna.
It's gonna come down to when something needs
off.
To be bumped, and we're gonna be starting like, okay, no, this is what we have to do. This is where it gets fun.
What I would be willing to bump right now is probably Need for Speed.
See, I don't know if I'm ready to bump that yet. Let's wait to bump until once we get a list, like up to five. Then we start thinking like, what game's better than what game. So right now we're only at four. So Bayonetta, Darksiders, Red Dead.
And
Lords of Shadow got how many?
Lords of Shadow got three votes, man.
Three. So this isn't the full list. It's just so we have one more. We'll say Need for Speed just for the sake that two of us did it. So what's left out of those after that five?
What's left?
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed. And it's aggravating that. Because I know for a fact Assassin's Creed would be on your list if you played it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's why... what's left? This is where we have to make a...
Enslaved, Dead Rising, Assassin's Creed, Rock Band 3, Madden 11.
Yeah. Okay. I would drop everything, Enslaved included,
really?
For Assassin's Creed's vote.
To be on there?
Because...
Well, something would have to leave.
Something has to come off again. So what do we... So what is... What are we willing to sacrifice to get Assassin's Creed on there?
Because here's the way I see it. Seeing how this is going off, Assassin's mm-hmm. Creed deserves to be on every single nomination ballot in the history of this year's video game industry, but because mm-hmm. no one played it, it's not going to be on any of our lists. So that's why I'm going to say
it still can. That's what I'm saying. You're going to drop what? Oh, the other ones you said, except for that one. But what do we kick off then?
But the thing is, everything else got like three votes. So
well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the votes because one of us could just be like, okay, well, that's fine. We'll drop the vote for this.
There's one game on here that I'm
like last year, like
ditch,
the whole
Demon's
Souls
Need for Speed.
Need for Speed.
Yeah, I know that Travis and Travis will argue Red Dead Redemption all day too. So
that's not on the list either.
Well,
No, it is. Well, it is now. It is right now. Bayonetta, Need for Speed, Darksiders, Castlevania, Red Dead Redemption. That's what they're. What's there right now?
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? Need for Speed.
Of course, I would. Of course, I would. I would drop. I mean, you know, Darksiders.
Darksiders. Yeah.
I almost said Darksiders.
That's not going to happen though, because three of us voted for it.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. You know what? Yeah, I guess take off Need for Speed, but Need for Speed is so freaking good though.
It's... Actually, it makes me sad to say that too. But then again, it also really makes me sad that I didn't have enough time to play Red Dead Redemption.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, put it back on there, but I'm going to have the same exact argument next nomination set.
Oh,
well. Because I'm going to argue it on Game of the Year as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? Put Need for Speed down, because I'll be honest with you, I'm going to make the same argument, and if I had to make an argument for one of the two, it would be... for Game of the Year. So, fine. Yeah, leave Need for Speed there. It got the votes.
Well, yeah, but the votes isn't really, yes, but...
Leave it. Lock it down.
All right. That's fine. So we're going to say Need for Speed over Enslaved, then?
I wouldn't, personally.
You
this
would?
Need for, I wouldn't. Need for Speed couldn't hold my attention. So, no, I will not personally vote for Need for Speed. But it's good and people love it, so it deserves to be there. So, but if it got the votes, then it needs to be there. If it deserves to be there and it got the votes, it needs to be there.
Mm. I'm actually really sad that, you know, there's so many good games that are being left off. You know, it's just, I mean, Rock Band 3 was like number 6 for me. It's like,
yeah,
all right.
See, I look at Rock Band 3 like I look at Street Fighter.
Yeah, it's
like
it's,
this was one every year. It's like, okay,
I don't know. Not a proper.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
the last proper was 2 years ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
But you're getting, but it's basically, besides the extra keyboard and upgrades, it's basically you're just getting a new set list.
I don't necessarily agree
with
that.
Yeah, now you're getting into a Madden conversation. And like,
well, if we're not going to get like the micro, like, okay, yes, they changed stuff with menus, but okay, what? So open up this can of worms, because I think it has to justify that. Why it should be in the same kind of contention? Because then we could just be like, okay, Super Street Fighter 4. Why? How much does it give you besides new songs, improved over the other game, improvements over the other game? And well, this year they did give you a keyboard.
Yeah.
But is the actual? I guess that does
new songs
the game quite a bit.
The keyboard pro mode. You know, I mean, there's the entire structure of the game has been changed. World Tour mode is gone, and now there's like this challenge mode. That you go through. It's like to actually unlock songs and to progress through the game, you complete challenges throughout on.
Well,
like,
yeah, but that's
instead of doing like
could...
World Tour mode, you're doing these challenges that are like that are meant to get you better at the game.
Yeah. Even playing Quick Play, you get fans and money and stuff like that. You still get all that stuff.
And then with the drop in, drop out and the harmonies and everything, I mean, this is. It's significant.
Yeah.
It's significant.
And the training modes are also. The training modes are also more robust as well, and they're really interesting. They're super fun. Again, really fun for the keyboard.
The only thing that's the same about Rock Band 3 is the gameplay. And that's it. Everything else has been changed.
Yeah. No, that's just totally understandable. I just want to make sure. I wonder what the difference is. Why, like, yeah, because I would have viewed it the same, but now if there's that many improvements, then yeah, it seems like a whole new experience, really.
Yeah.
So, but either way, it ain't gonna win anything because only. Like one person put it on there, so
yeah. And I don't know. It's hard for me to put it over something like Need for Speed or even Enslaved. I mean, I would really love to see Enslaved on this list, but I don't know. I really want to see Need for Speed on this list too, and I think I would rather see Need for Speed right now.
Mm-hmm. I loved Enslaved and everything, but I like Need for Speed.
I think Enslaved was kind of was like a one time burn.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
You play through it once and you're done.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't really see Need for Speed like that because there's so many multiplayer options like that. And honestly, I don't see any of the other games that we've got on this list like that either. You know, Bayonetta is easily multiplayer. Darksiders I played through twice. Castlevania I've played through 1.5 times now. And then Red Dead Redemption, I mean, I'm not going to down that at all because
it's brilliant.
Yeah. Cool. All right, we got
list. So we're sticking for Need for Speed, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bayonetta, Darksiders, Castlevania, Red Dead Redemption, and Need for Speed for multi-platform.
No Transformers love?
No Transformers left. All right, let's do our Lair Award.
Oh God.
God, this is easy.
I got three nominees.
Oh, I have five. I've got five.
I thought we were picking one.
No, this is the nominations. I've got five.
I just have one.
That's fine. Right. You might. Well, you can still take part in the discussion to have a.
Oh no, that's final fine. Five. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Like, all right, Jason only had one.
What
Splatterhouse.
Is Jason's? Oh. Yeah.
He was really disappointed. Yeah. I literally saw sadness in that man's face.
when he was playing.
Oh man, you got. I'm not as into Splatterhouse as he is. Obviously.
But, yeah.
I mean, I know he is really into it, and when. I mean, I saw it at E3 when he and I talked about it. It was like, I really hope they make it better, you know. And I'm with you. So
the funny thing is with that game though is I know it's getting like just pounded by reviews and critics and stuff, but a lot of people I know who play the game all tell me I need to play it, and even though it's really bad, it's kind of entertaining bad. I don't know.
It is entertaining bad, but it's to the point where I'm definitely not willing to spend $60 on it. I mean, yeah, I'm in the same boat as Jason. Jason actually paid $60 for it, turned around and sold it for $40. And now he said that if it goes down to $20, he'll probably buy it again. And that's kind of where I am. If I see Splatterhouse for like $20, I will probably buy it.
Yeah, oh, I probably would too.
It was dumb fun, you know. The combat is really, really satisfying the way they did it. It's button mashy like mad, but it's fun as hell.
Hey, I don't want to compare it to Deadly Premonition, which a lot of people hated it, but after so many people talking about it now, like with all these Game of the Year talks, I actually want to go out and find it because
it's cheap.
I'm
with you. Yeah,
and
I'm with you.
I need to see this because
it's a $20 game anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It was cheap to begin with, so I need to find that. I want to try it now. I'm just like, fuck, really? Like, maybe I'll get that kind of status.
Travis, you said you only had one. What you got?
What's yours?
Final Fantasy 13. Hello.
I knew that was coming.
Oh yeah, I figured that was on there. Well, I have Final Fantasy 13. Crackdown 2 and Castlevania HD.
Oh, that's right. I remember you telling me about that. All right, well, here's what I have on mine. Final Fantasy 13, Crackdown 2, Splatterhouse, Final Fantasy 14.
That.
Okay.
And White Knight Chronicles.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Wow, really? All of us making fun of you and you defending it, now we can just go...
No, here's the deal, dude. I had a lot of fucking fun with that game. That doesn't mean
it
wasn't
disappointing. But you just expected a lot more.
I expected more. And the fact that they let that game linger for so long. Mm-hmm. It lingered in like No Man's Land for 2 years.
Yeah.
And they added like voice chat and they added all this other weird stuff but they didn't bother to, you know, take the knowledge that they learned about the PS3 and improve the visuals. I mean, it was an ugly game. I mean, there were some moments where the game looked great, but it was pretty much just the knights. The knights looked awesome, and that was it. You know, the characters are very generic and bland. I loved the game. I put 100+ hours into it, and I would say that, you know, of any game this year, I put more hours into that than anything. However, it is still not what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
I will continue to support this series, and I will continue to support Level 5 because I know what they can do. I mean, look at Dragon Quest IX, fucking Professor Layton. Yeah. You know, they are a quality developer. So I am hoping that they fix shit. And you know, I know we got an email from Mr. Knapp. I am sorry, Knapp. I am so sorry.
That's so realistic.
Nice. We got an email from him with most anticipated games, and he said that he's played the Japanese version of 2 already, and he said it was good. So I am really, really hoping that they improve it because the gameplay is fun, the idea is there. I just think it's too generic in the way the characters are because you can make any character do anything you want. You know, there's no this guy's better at this or this guy's better than that, and you know it's just.
I hear you. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
God.
I almost put Gran Turismo 5 on this list, by the way. Same for the exact same reasons. Like, not saying it's a bad game; it's a freaking great game. But it is the first GT on a new console that I wasn't blown away the first time I played it.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly,
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, GT 5, I haven't even played it. This is the first GT game that I didn't get on launch day.
On launch day, yeah.
I have all four of them, and I have like the proppers. And I have not played 5 yet. You know, and that's saying something. And the other thing that's saying something is that I want Need for Speed more than I want Gran Turismo.
That's right true.
Now. So, and that to me, that's saying something because I've always been a big fan of the Gran Turismo series.
But yeah, I just want to clarify again to people listening, not because it's a bad game, just because I had ridiculously high expectations of that game, especially in the visual department.
And that's kind of where I am with White Knight Chronicles, dude. Yeah. That's how it came. That's what it comes down to.
Cool.
And also, Castlevania HD was my number 6.
Ah.
That was my number 6.
Okay, so what's the top 5 out of this one?
Or well, we've got Final Fantasy 13, Crackdown 2, Splatterhouse. Those three got multiple votes.
And no one has, okay, so what's left after that?
FF14, White Knight Chronicles, Castlevania HD.
So we basically only have to kick one.
Yeah, we only have to kick one.
I would kick Final Fantasy 14, personally.
Really?
I know, Jason were kind of looking forward to it, right?
Yes, I was really hoping that they were going to fix the problems that they had with Final Fantasy 11, and all they did was create more problems.
Yeah,
and I mean, in reality, if I were to choose one of these games to kick, it would probably be Castlevania because although I wanted more out of it, the game was fun as shit online, and we had a great time with it.
And also, you didn't know what you were getting. It's not like you were surprised. You knew what the game was going to consist of.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we knew it was like a bunch of different Castlevania games pasted together to make this multiplayer, experience that really has nothing to do with Castlevania.
Yeah, so I mean, I would kick Castlevania.
All right, I'm cool with that.
All right. Oh, this is where it's going to get tough, guys. Game of the year. Let's talk about what Mr. A Striker has.
Dun, dun, dun.
he's got an interesting list. Mario Galaxy 2. Oh wait, sorry. Mass Effect 2, Super Meat Boy, Bayonetta, Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4, and Monster Hunter Tri.
Wow.
So that's his. I'm actually starting to wish I could get into Monster Hunter.
Alright, Travis. Or are you going to go, Chris?
Oh, no. Go ahead, Travis.
Alright, Mass Effect 2.
Mm-hmm.
Should I go on? And, I'm sorry. Red Dead Redemption. Assassin's Creed B-Hood. Mm-hmm. Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Really?
Yeah. And Mario Galaxy 2.
Dude. Are you serious?
Yep.
I am so surprised that you put Battlefield on there and you didn't put on Call of Duty.
I know.
Yeah, for real.
Right. Jeff, I am completely baffled
by that.
How much fun did we have on Battlefield?
The 3 days that we played it? It was pretty fun.
It was pretty fucking awesome. But that was the time we played together. I played that game.
No, I know for you a played a shit ton of it. Yeah.
It introduced a really, really interesting, fun way to play first-person shooters online, and they did it in a sense of saying, okay, in war, you got to rely on your people, and that's the way they do it. Look, I love COD Ops. I love my Call of Duty games. I'm going to buy them every day. I'll double-dip on them every year. It's my motherfucking jam, but it's a winner-take-all mentality, and even though I enjoy that and it's fun, it's when you get it every year, it's not like it's, and this has nothing to do with like, oh, it's the same thing. It has nothing to do with that. It's just that you kind of get used to it. Modern Warfare 2 would have been on my game of the year list, if I were on the show when that game came out, because it kind of really brought Call of Duty into the forefront of first person shooters.
Wait, Modern Warfare 2?
I'm sorry, Modern Warfare. Yeah. I apologize. Oh, okay. Call of Duty 4.
I was going to say you were on the show, dude.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm in Call of Duty 4. That would have been on my game of the year because that game just transcended FPSs at the time. It kind of did what, Halo was doing when Halo was first coming out. Now, but Battlefield just really, really did it for me. So, yeah, it's on there and Cotton Ops isn't.
Cool. All right. I'm not going to argue, dude. Cool. I think that's – I'm surprised, but,
Yeah. I was just a bit surprised, really.
Yeah. Jeff, what do you got, buddy?
I'm kind of doing this on the fly because Well, Mass Effect 2. I'm going to go Halo Reach. Limbo. This is where it gets tough. Bayonetta. And this is where it gets extremely tough. Because I got two games I really, 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 really love.
Well, I have a complete list. Three, actually. I have a complete list. Should I go ahead and give you mine and then
see if
that does anything? Okay, here's mine. Super Meat Boy.
Yeah.
Valkyria Chronicles 2, yeah. Which should be no surprise to anybody. Darksiders.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 2. Huh. And Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me.
Okay. Sorry.
Because I want Darksiders on there, I want God of War 3 on there, and I also want Red Dead on there. I'm like, fucking hell.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Here's why I didn't put God of War on my list, because as much as I loved it and how like its epicness, it just it did feel like more of God of War. Though I enjoyed God of War more than Bayonetta slightly, I would probably push for Bayonetta over God of War, personally.
Yeah, I would too. Okay, I'll leave God of War off there. Actually, I feel. Then there's Red Dead and Darksiders. I fucking love Darksiders, but I really like Red Dead. You know what? I'm going to have to go with Darksiders. I freaking love that game. Like, a lot.
All right, Jeff, let me just make sure. Go ahead and give me your five again.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure I got it right on here.
All right, okay. We've got Mass Effect 2.
I got that.
Halo Reach.
Okay.
Limbo.
Okay.
Darksiders and okay. Bayonetta.
Okay.
But I think I might knock Limbo off to put in either Need for Speed or GT5.
Really?
Yeah. Because I like Limbo, but I know when we come down to a discussion, there's no way in hell of winning.
Well, I think Limbo is an awesome, awesome game. Here's the only reason that it's not a Game of the Year candidate, in my opinion, is because it's a 3-hour one-time burn.
Yeah, I hear you.
So...
you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna drop Limbo and pop in Need for Speed High Pursuit in there.
Okay, I'm down with that.
I'm having a lot of fun with that. Oh, man, you sure I can't just add another one? Throw on GT5. No,
come on now.
Okay, all right. Is that getting too greedy?
Yes,
a little bit.
You're greedy.
A little bit.
Damn Canadians.
All right.
All right. So let's do this one differently.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I feel bad because, you know, we're making decisions on what our nominees are without Jason there.
It's a big deal.
This is probably the biggest decision.
It's the main one all year.
All
so
year.
Here's what we've got for Game of the Year. Super Meat Boy, Valkyria Chronicles 2, Darksiders, Mass Effect 2, Mario Galaxy 2, Bayonetta, Monster Hunter Tri, Red Dead Redemption, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Battlefield Bad Company 2, Reach, and Need for Speed. Yeah. I say we just keep the whole list and let's duke it out next week. Yeah, let's duke it out with Jason next week.
Let's do it.
So, cool. All right.
We have to limit that to five?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that, God. Right?
That's going to be an hour long conversation right there.
We should do this in a ring.
Yeah, we might not be friends after next week.
No, people are going to be salty.
Oh, man.
Okay. So let's, all right, that's it. Let's wrap this up then. We're going to move on to new releases. I'll go down the Game of the Year list one more time. So this is what we're going to be fighting about next week.
Yep.
Super Meat Boy, Valkyria Chronicles 2, Darksiders, Mass Effect 2, Mario Galaxy 2, Bayonetta, Monster Hunter Tri, Red Dead Redemption, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Rangers of 5.
Yeah! Battlefield Bad Company 2, Halo Reach, and Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. That is the list that we are going to fight about next week. So,
God, it's gonna be
hell. It's gonna be rough.
Bring your beers. That's for sure. Or maybe it should be a no alcohol free podcast.
We might need it to be. Cool. I am looking forward to next week. All right, but let's move on. We're gonna do some new releases. Travis, we have anything from Repeat?
No. Why would he send us anything? Like, there's nothing coming out.
There's literally shit coming out next week, guys. So save your money.
He doesn't like us. He don't like us anymore. So, I mean, that could be possible.
No, I'll be honest with you. I looked at the new release list, and
slim pickings, dude. There's not much. It's, I guess, you know, watch the networks for downloadable games, and hopefully there's something good there. But
true that.
As far as like retail releases, not jack shit, man.
Nothing, huh?
No. All right, let's do emails then. Travis, what you got?
I got one. Let's see. This is he says, "Hey, Endless Crew, this is Omega Spider 227. For the past few weeks, I haven't had much podcasting time, and Endless took a plunge into the backlog. Well, I recently went into that backlog and listened to all the last Endless episodes I missed from 155 to 159.
Wow.
I finished up at about 4 or 5 a.m. Hooray for Christmas break. Wow. And then I went to bed about an hour or two afterwards. I don't remember much from the following dream, but I do remember that there were a lot of blackness and a lot of Enya." It was Enigma. It was Enigma. "And the dream seemed to be pretty long too, interrupted only when my sister woke up at about 5 p.m. Anyway, just throwing that out there. Happy New Year's. Happy holidays. Keep making awesome shows. I'll keep listening. Laters."
Thanks, awesome. Man. Thanks. Man, I don't know if I could sit through four of our shows in one day, man. Who's got a yappy dog in the background?
That's our new puppy.
Oh, that's your puppy?
Yeah, she's a little bitch.
No, literally, she's a little bitch.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, you know, question of the week. Next year, next week's game of the week, game of the year, guys.
Did we?
Game of the week.
I can't remember. I'm game of the week. Spacey today because of yesterday, obviously. But did Chris, we mentioned why we're not doing the listener nominations today, right?
Yeah, we did at the beginning. I'll repeat it, though. So we didn't read the emails on the show, but that's because it could probably... It would just be us like regurgitating, you know, lists that you guys sent
over
in,
and
that may or may not be interesting for everybody. So the idea of it is that, you know, you guys are sending in your nominations, and we're going to take the games that get the most votes, and then we're going to let you guys vote on your listener game of the year, Indus listener's choice, basically.
But we are going to read them, though.
Right. And so we're going to get together probably Monday night. And we're going to read all those emails, and we're going to release like a part two to this show, that will have all your emails and voicemails, and, we'll have a breakdown of what the games on the list are. Also we put up a topic, I put up a topic in our forum at vgevo.com about a new category that we're throwing out there just to see if you guys are interested in doing it and what you think of it. But, we're going to give what we call the So Many Games Award. So send in your nominations for the best game of the year that Indus didn't play, because we just suck and don't get to every game.
Yeah, we're also going to rename this the Repeat Award.
That's right. So if you guys, you know, if you've been listening for a long time and you know, you basically know what we play. So what game do you think we should have mentioned that we haven't yet? And basically anything that has been played by less than two of us is valid for that list. So Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, well, it was valid until he let Jason borrow it, but you get the idea.
Madden, come on, guys.
Yeah, Madden is valid.
Save it for next week.
So you guys send in your emails for, look for the next little part two episode that we're going to push out. And then... Yep. Send your email voting for your game of the year based on the nominees list for listener's choice. If you have any nominees for the So Many Games Award, throw those in there too. And that's all I've got.
Love it.
Right on.
Let's do cleanup real quick. If you want to send your email, send it to email@interactivedistractions.com. You send us a voicemail too. That number is 706-760-4337.
That's like Lee, but it's not.
Follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-S-S.
Geoff.
And we also have Indus Pro, Indus Roadie.
Masters of Canada.
And Indus Podcast is our main one, and Indus Questions is out there too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we didn't hit up. We'll do that next week, I guess.
Yeah, we're gonna have a backlog of Indus Questions. Yeah. We're gonna have an Indus Questions episode where it's just like Indus Questions, and that's it. Follow us on Facebook. It's a God, I am tripping over myself today. This is what happens when you're trying to get through the show quickly so someone can go to sleep and get to work the next day. Right, Travis?
What?
Follow us on, what was I saying? Facebook.
Interactive Distractions Podcast. Check us out at Cast Medium and VGEvo.com as well.
We horror our shit out a lot.
Kind of horror our shit out, don't we?
Like a
we're a bunch of whores.
That's a nice segue. You guys also need to check out www.gamestackwithaq.com. Actually, I've been selling some shit on that site. I've sold 4 games already.
See, oh, nice. Travis, I have a question about that, man.
What up?
You've been selling games to GameStack lately. I mean, what are you doing with yourself? You can't just send in the disc. You have to send the box and instructions, too.
Yeah, I know. Okay, let's not get this shit twisted,
You can't leave that shit on your shelf, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you sure those games you sold actually have games in them?
Those fools. They thought they were getting a game.
Oh, man.
Anyway. But yeah, check it out, guys. It's awesome. Like, I mean, you're going to get some pretty decent, you know, amounts of money back. They take an average of, like, you know, GameStop and other online and in-store retail prices for used titles, and they kind of average those out, and that's how they decide how much money people have to buy or sell them for. Yeah. So those prices are already set, but I mean,
They have the best buying prices that I've seen.
Are amazing, guys. They really are good. Yeah. And it's great. So, and I'm just sitting. The only issue is that I'm really waiting on people to start selling more, so there are more games available. But it's only been up for what, 3-4 weeks?
Not even
a full month. And yeah, there's already a shit ton of games. There's just some older games that I want to, you know, that I haven't played yet. So that's what I'm waiting on. Yeah. But so far, there's tons of stuff. Like, if you want to get new shit, dude, check it out. It's gonna be hot. And we're going to be doing more stuff with GameStack as well.
Hopefully. We've been in talks with them to do some stuff. I know Travis has been hard at work with that.
Yes, we've been in talks for a while. We're going to get some really, really cool shit done with them, I think. So,
guys. You guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
I don't think so.
You know what? I think, guys, believe it or not, my hangover's gone. I feel great.
Nice. Good.
Thanks.
Drink some water. Podcasting cures all.
That's
good,
right.
Good looking,
might
guys.
Open a
good
bottle
looking.
Of wine, actually. Yeah. Kidding.
Cool. Well, hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. If you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. Or swing by Cast Medium and leave us a comment there. That would be great. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Not 2 weeks in a row, they can't take it.
Oh,